Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Here's what an expert says about distilled water. If you decide on bottled water, make sure it's distilled. However, in the long run, you'll save money if you clean your water at home. It's more convenient than hauling gallon jugs from the store. The gold standard for purifying your water is a system that distills your water and filters it. You have the comfort of knowing there is no chlorine, fluoride, bacteria, viruses, pesticides, or lead. You get nothing but H2O. Maximum health. Dr. Robert D. Willicks, Jr., M.D. Order your tabletop water distiller for $139.99 postpaid. It comes with everything you need to get pure distilled water. Go to superstore.theamericanvoice.com. That's superstore.theamericanvoice.com. Order now.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great week. It's almost over, and we're here to empower you. That's what we do here on Herb Talk Live on American Voice Radio. Thanks for joining us. Glad you're here. We are going to be talking about some ancient Aztec healing, and we're also going to be talking about advanced diabetes and what we can do about that. And we have a crack report, and I want to let people know that if they were tuning in on Tuesday, the 24th, for the interview that I had scheduled for with Alona Vanderhaeg. We have rescheduled her due to technical difficulties. We've rescheduled her for May the 3rd. So do join us then, and we'll talk with Lorna then. And I apologize for the inconvenience there. Also, if you are alive and awake on Saturday morning at 7 a.m. I will be talking with Ty Bollinger once again, a cancer out, Step Outside the Box. That's his book, awesome book. He's going to be joining us at 7 a.m. on Eastern Standard Time this Saturday, the 28th. So if you get an opportunity, you can go to the powerherbs.com website and click the direct link to listen live on your computer. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, praying for them and all of America. I don't know about you, but I'm hitting the knees pretty regularly and asking God to provide us righteous men, righteous leaders for every state in the Union. That's right, every state in the United States to bring us back one nation under God. And if that's God's will, then it's going to happen. So let's keep hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. Mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, what do we got? Well, Hawaii is demanding GMO foods be labeled. That's right. For years, Monsanto has been taking advantage of the islands in Hawaii because, you know, they have that year-round planting and growing cycle. So now, on the foods, you know, you can check your calories, your sodium, your fat, your sugar content. Now, Hawaiians demand to know if it's a GMO food in that package. So as a result, you know, Americans are eating more GM foods than ever before without informed consent because the FDA doesn't require that they be identified on your product labels. Now, FDA scientists have believed that GMO foods could pose a serious risk, but you know what? They want testing. The scientists at FDA want testing of these foods, but their administrative superiors have overruled them. And as a result, their FDA weak voluntary process, which relies on industry assurances, accepts any and all disclosure from the companies that produce those foods. So the FDA's labeling policy rests with some old doctrine, if you will, that if the food can't be detected as a difference in taste, smell, or other senses, then it's just the same as conventional foods. So that's why. 55 members of Congress, though, have said, hey, we're all for and support labeling of the GMO foods. And, you know, recently Vermont, hair's breadth of passing some legislation on GMO labeling there, but Monsanto threatened their legislator. Yeah, they said, if you do that, we're going to sue the state. So the governor pulled the bill because he didn't want the taxpayers of Vermont to have incurred those fees. And the Vermont citizens were uproared. They would just say, hey, vote, put the bill back. We'll find a way to defeat Monsanto. Yeah, American ingenuity and power. Oh, I love it. Okay, we're moving along in the quack report. Pepsi has a new product. It's called Pepsi Next Generation. Have you heard about that? Less sugar, but more toxins. Mm-hmm. Pepsi is introducing their latest soft drink aimed at the health-conscious consumer. Can you believe that? That's an oxymoron, 'cause based on what's in it, you know? Pepsi Next is for the segment of the consumer base that resists the full sugar content of the regular Pepsi but don't like the diet Pepsi. So apparently this Pepsi Next is going to be crafted to have cola flavors and sweeteners to mimic the taste curve, if you will, of regular Pepsi, but without all the calories and sugar. The marketing draw is it's 60% less sugar, they're going to say. 15 grams of sugar compared to regular Pepsi at 40 grams. And what ingredients, pray tell, are going to make this Pepsi sweetness drink taste like normal Pepsi? Well, four sweeteners, aspartame, sucralose, and acesulfame, and HFCS, toxins, I should say chemicals, but you know, that's what it is. And it's also going to have 60 grams of sodium compared to regular Pepsi at 40 grams of sodium, but of course the marketing says you'll get less sodium in Pepsi Next. Of course it will. Not that I drink soda, but there you are. Moving along in the quack report, hey, they think a spike in the U.S. autism rate is due to high fructose corn syrup. That's right. It's a new study that's going to be in the Clinical Epigenetics Journal reveals that high fructose corn syrup in the American diet, various toxin environmental factors, may have a synergistic role in autism. According to the study, high fructose corn syrup, mercury in vaccines, agricultural pesticides, and among other cofactors could be causing the spike in autism. According to the research, the team discovered that the high fructose corn syrup, for instance, highly processed chemical sweetener, that's what it is, used in processed foods and beverages, depletes your body of zinc. And zinc is responsible for cleansing the body of heavy metals like mercury, arsenic, candium, and other aluminum and other toxins. So it disrupts your brain development, according to the research. Moving along in the Quack Report, what else we have? Heart disease risks are lowered with 5 lifestyle modifications, according to some new research on cardiovascular disease, believed to be, you know, mainly blamed on your inheritance, your genes, but not according to some new research at a Northwestern university, Fenberg School of Medicine. They are publishing their results in the Journal of Circulation, and they say that, you know, your cardiovascular disease may not just be because of your gene pool. Scientists have found that maintaining a healthy lifestyle from childhood into your 40s and beyond can have a huge effect on reducing your risk of getting heart disease. Consuming heart-healthy diets, regular exercise, reducing stress and your blood pressure can actually maintain normal body weight, and combined altogether can protect you from even hereditary influences. Researchers identified 5 independent lifestyle factors that directly hedge your bets against a cardiovascular disease, and they include a lean body mass index, no excess alcohol intake, no smoking, a healthy diet, and regular exercise. And this will modify the risk markers and lower your heart disease risk overall, especially when you move into middle age and beyond. Awesome, awesome. And let's see what else we have in the cracker. Forget Lipitor, they're saying, and forget the statin drugs. There's some natural remedies that can reduce your cholesterol levels. Yeah, cholesterol is a natural byproduct from your liver. It's a necessity for good health, and normal cholesterol is essential for all cellular repair and development. Of course, you got H1 receptors all over the system, and you want to make sure your cholesterol is a healthy cholesterol. It helps synthesize vitamin D production, sex hormones, and natural steroids, helps control blood sugar, balance fluids, and your blood pressure. So, you know, healthy cholesterol is kind of important, so you don't want to strip the body of that. So 5 of the natural resources, or remedies, if you will, to reduce bad cholesterol while maintaining healthy good cholesterol is your red yeast rice, often used in Chinese in their lifestyle. The red yeast contains substances called monocholines. They're naturally occurring, and they convert the body to make chemical inhibitors to produce natural healthy cholesterol. Green tea is also listed. Green tea contains your other compounds to lower the bad cholesterol by about 4.5 to 5%. Nuts, healthy nuts, eating regularly healthy nuts like walnuts and almonds reduce the bad cholesterol, as well as niacin. Your vitamin B3 lowers the bad cholesterol levels as much as 10%. And by the way, if you would like a natural vitamin food list, the folks at Apothecary Herbs will give you a list of foods that contain these nutrients so you can kind of work them into your lifestyle. Artichoke leaf extract was on the list also to lower cholesterol, because it flows the cholesterol excretion through the liver a little bit faster. And lastly, eating enough fiber, soluble fiber like oats, legumes, prunes, apples, carrots, broccoli, those kind of things can help. 5 to 10 grams a day can help lower your cholesterol by about 5%. And last but not least in the Quack Report, 2,000-year-old Chinese herbal remedy used to treat autoimmune disorders, according to Harvard scientists. Yeah, Chang Sheng root extract. It's from the Himalayan hydrangea plant. It is used in Chinese medicine to treat malaria and other maladies. But it's new researchers from Massachusetts General Hospital and Harvard School of Dental Medicine have found powerful natural medicine in this plant used to treat autoimmune disorders. The team evaluated the components of these plants, and they observed that they block the inflammatory cell response, primary role in the development of autoimmune disorders, so it helps with multiple sclerosis, psoriasis, juvenile diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, and Crohn's disease, prevents autoimmune responses without actually dampening your natural immunity. So the results are going to be published in the Journal of Nature Chemical Biology, so you can look for it there. And that's all good. I love natural stuff. And that wraps the Quack Report. Do we not have quackers? I guess we don't. Okay, we're going to move along. We lost our sound bite, but that's okay.
That's all, folks.
Oh, isn't technology great? Okay, well, we're going to talk about Aztec healing. We're going to look at some natural things here. They're going to help us. They're going to definitely help us. Stay healthy. And, you know, I love the ancients. They just had a clue, you know. And I recently, you know, if you were listening, I interviewed Ty Bollinger here on the show. He's the author of Cancer, Step Outside the Box. Awesome book. I say go get it and definitely check it out. He is an awesome author, and the book is great. And you can just go back to the archives if you missed the show. It's an awesome interview. But Ty compiled 18 months worth of research on cancer into this one book, and I tend to refer to his book as the grocery store of cancer books, because, you know, if you're researching cancer for a loved one or yourself, it can be kind of overwhelming, and Ty's put it all right there in one book. So Ty tends to educate the reader to the know why factor, you know, why you got cancer. And if you know why you got cancer, it's a lot easier to figure out how to reverse it. So if you got the know why cancer of cancer, then you can look at the numerous therapies that can successfully cure the disease. Now, I wanted to examine a very primitive therapy for cancer. And I say primitive, but it doesn't mean ineffective. Primitive does not mean ineffective. So we already know that we've got some newfangled oncology treatments, but they just reduce symptoms, and it buys the patients a little time, but it doesn't cure their cancer. So, you know, you've got a remission, which is really a symptom reduction, but it's not a cure. So we want to explore some old treatments, and I want to start with the Native Americans treatment that they called black salve. Let me read you a quote from Dr. Robert Atkins. He said this: "There is not one, but many cures for cancer available, but they are all being systematically suppressed by the ACS and the NCI and the majority of oncology centers. They have too much of an interest in the status quo," end of quote, according to Dr. Atkins. And, you know, it's a money-making thing. That's why it's a money-making factory, the cancer industry. And by now, I don't think a lot of people are waking up to the reality that modern medicine, and especially the area of oncology, is more about making money than healing people of their disease. So have you asked your doctor what he or she would do if they were in your shoes? Would they, without hesitation, line up for the inoculations, the chemotherapy, the radiation, and the surgery? Well, we can let the allopathic medical doctors answer this one for us. Dr. Peter Ubell of Duke University, Durham, North Carolina, he and some of his colleagues, they surveyed some U.S. primary care physicians to find out if they were given two choices to treat their cancer, which treatment would they select. Now, the doctors were presented with two clinical treatment options for colon cancer. Both options given were surgeries, but one offered a higher risk of death with fewer side effects if the patient survived, and the other had a lower death rate but left patients with serious side effects such as chronic diarrhea, bowel obstructions, infections, and the possible need for a colostomy. So guess what these AMA doctors said? Almost half of them returned the survey saying that if they had cancer and needed treatment, they would go with the surgery with the higher death rate and lower side effects. And in addition, they answered that if they were advising their cancer patients of these two options, they would encourage them to take the lower death rate surgery with higher side effects. Well, you know, Dr. Ubal didn't stop there. He wanted to talk about some serious pathology. So he asked 16,000 doctors to answer another survey scenario. Half the surveyed doctors were told to imagine that they had been infected with a new strain of avian flu, and the other half of the doctors were told that their patient had been infected with a new strain of avian flu. And this time, only one single therapy was available to treat this strain of avian flu, and it was an immunoglobulin treatment, so it was a blood treatment. So the known risk of this treatment is a 10% death rate and a 30% hospitalization rate for at least a week stay at the hospital, probably costing $65,000 to $100,000. Now, there was also the risk of permanent neurological paralysis in 4% of the patients that take the treatment. And guess how the doctors answered? Well, less than half the doctors answered this question at all, and the ones that did, 63% said, forget it, that they would refuse the treatment because the risks or the side effects were too great. However, if they had a patient needing treatment, they said that they would recommend the immunoglobulin treatment to their patient. So one should ask, what influences the decisions of physicians? Add this, and this is pretty much, I think, the reason that we have malpractice insurance. I want to read you a quote here. Let me read you this quote. Get to it. This is from John Baller III, Department of Health Studies, University of Chicago, Illinois. He says this, the New England Journal of Medicine reports war on cancer is a failure despite $30 billion spent on research and treatment since 1970. Cancer remains undefeated with a death rate not lower but 6% higher in 1997 than in 1970, end of quote. And also Ty Bollinger, author of Cancer Outside the Box, he's quoted in his book as saying today 1 in 3 get cancer and the cure rate is now 3%. Well, let's talk about what they did in the 1800s, shall we? In the mid-19th century, the herbs the Native Americans used became popular in Europe. A doctor called Dr. J.W. Fell of New York, he went over to England. He worked in the Middlesex Hospital in London, and he used this paste made of cancer herbs, and he applied it to malignant tumors, and guess what? It destroyed the tumor in just 4 weeks. The herbs that the Indians used that were in this paste were bloodroot, red clover, poke root, comfrey root, garlic, and golden seal root. They used these in salves, and they used what they had on hand. So if you only had a few of those herbs, it's okay. They used what they had. These herbs have very strong alkaloids, and they're able to kill cancer. Soon, these salves, known as black salves, popped up all over Europe and also in the Americas. The Indians were the first to make these types of salves, and they used them to draw out any foreign property such as moles, warts, splinters, various skin growths, and even tumors. Other famous practitioners used them and made them more popular, such as Dr. Frederick Moss, surgical physician in Wisconsin, Eli Jones, and, of course, Hoxie and others. So what is fascinating is that Dr. Moss called the black salve chemosurgery. He was an integrative physician of his day who reported a 99% success rate treating cancer patients with the black salve. Wow, that's incredible. Well, let's look at the history of the black salve briefly, because in the 1960s, a rodeo cowboy known as Howard McCory and two of his friends did some research, and they started a company called the ViPoint Chemical Company in Fort Collins, Colorado. Now, they made the black salve, and they were seeking FDA approval. And so they sent samples to the Mayo Clinic to test the salve in the treatment of cancer. Now, the Mayo Clinic stated in two letters that they had not seen anything like the tumor, anti-tumor activity in the black salve. However, modern medicine shunned the product, not going to approve it. And in order to keep their business alive, the cowboy and his friends, well, they put black salve into toothpaste. And they also put it into denture adhesive formulas called Viadent. And they sold it to various companies. Do you remember that product, Viadent? I remember it. I was a little kid, but I remember it. Now, the products were effective at preventing, get this, periodontal disease, right? And the company was later sold to Colgate. They still make Viadent, but I doubt the original formula. I don't think it does. So the original owners of ViPoint reported that they had tested the black salve with great success, such as for eye problems, they diluted it in a saline solution. They tested it against staph infections, the MRSA. They tested it against impotency, skin disease, gastrointestinal inflammation, and various other conditions. Let me read you this quote from Clark Bigham. He was on the board of directors for ViPoint Chemical Company. He says this: "My inclination is to try it, black salve, for instance, for just about any known condition other than stomach ulcers and autoimmune diseases." So obviously they hadn't tested it for that yet, but he says it's good for just about everything else. Well, beating the odds is important, because you already know that you won't find a cure for cancer chasing the hospital white coat. You are merely a number to them, and sadly, soon, you'll be a statistic. Don't let that happen to you. You want to seek the Lord's face and read the healing scriptures, and he's going to show you how to heal yourself. And if you had cancer, well, if I had cancer, let's say, I would do the organ cleanses. I would use the immune-boosting herbs. I'd stay away from animal foods. I definitely would read Ty's book, and I would use black salve. Now, I would be completely calm about making that decision, because not only do I have as much a chance of survival, but survival without side effects. That's an absolute cure. So the plus side is there are no outrageous medical bills threatening to take everything that I own. So you know what I say? Apothecary herbs is about as close as you can get to the ancient ways of healing. Give them a call. 866-229-3663. Got to take a break. We'll be back with more.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about the ancient Aztec healing. We were talking about black salve, and you know what? If you're looking for some ancient ways of healing, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll show you about herbs that help cleanse the organs, boost your immunity. If you want a free product catalog, they'll send you one. It's toll-free number to request it, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. Of course, their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And if you've been trying to reach them recently and you've had some problems getting through, they have corrected a problem with the phone prompt. So you can try again. I pray you try again, keep calling them, and you'll have no problems now. But that's where your healthcare options just became endless. You know, who knows? Those folks, they may come up with a black sab for you soon. We don't know. We'll just have to keep checking. Okay, we're going to shift gears. But before we do that and talk about advanced diabetes, big reminder, I'm going to be talking with, are you ready? I'm going to be talking with, we rescheduled Lorna Vanderhaeg. She's going to be with us on May the 3rd here on American Voice Radio, 7 p.m. And also coming up on the 17th, we're going to be talking with antibiotic alternative herbal pharmacist, David Foreman. Yeah, so he's going to be our guest, and he's going to be talking about that. And, of course, our wellness expert, the third Tuesday of the month, Dr. Rebecca Carley, will be with us on the 15th. So we got lots to talk about into May. Who knows what we'll have next. Okay, let's talk about advanced diabetes. You know, this is a chronic epidemic in America. My mechanic has diabetes. Not chronic yet, but, you know, he's on insulin. So a chronic epidemic in America is really diabetes. Now, it is so bad that the number of Americans developing diabetes has tripled since 1980. So I ask you, is allopathic medicine curing anything? No. Medicine, their experts in medicine say this trend is going to continue for the next few decades. So they're not going to slow it down. They don't anticipate curing anybody of diabetes for decades. Now, in September 2010, reports on the growing diabetic trend was attributed to, they say, longer life expectancy, improved detection and diagnostic procedures, increase in obesity rates, and, of course, metabolic syndrome. So in 2007, the CDC reported there were approximately 23.6 million Americans with diabetes. You know, that's 7.8% of our population. So from 1980 to 2007, the confirmed diabetic cases in America tripled, 5.6 million to 17.4 million. And they estimated that 57 million Americans aged 20 and older were at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Now, in 2011, the report suggested that about 25.8 million Americans, that's 8.3% of our population, have diabetes disease. And according to National Health and Nutrition Examination surveys, childhood diabetes also out of control. It's paralleling the rising rates in adults. It's incredible. So let's look at these increased risks, because the majority of people don't think that being a diabetic is a big deal, that their doctor will just give them some medicine to control it and all is well. Well, managing blood sugar with drugs is not a cure of a disease, by the way. The overall risk of death among diabetics is twice that of people who are not diabetic. Being diabetic means you will have health complications. Most are going to develop vascular disease, neuropathy, coronary artery disease as well. So this means more medications for life. This significantly impacts mortality rates. The medical community cannot offer any drug to cure diabetes. Not going to cure it. They're just going to help you manage it. They'll manage it for you. Those who work hard and are diligent find that lifestyle changes is the cure. Your lifestyle change is the cure. I can't say it enough. Let's talk about the quality of life. Because being diabetic almost certainly means later on down the road that there's going to be some significant medical situation that will impact the patient's quality of life. Okay? So diabetes creates circulation problems. It also produces impurities in the blood system. So without proper circulating healthy blood, you can imagine what happens. Well, the body begins to rot from the inside. That's right. I don't think medicine tells patients that, though. Diabetes is responsible for over 71,000 amputations, 24,000 cases of blindness, and more than 500,000 hospitalizations every year. And in 2010, the average hospital stay was 5 to 6 days, and it cost nearly $11,000. So the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality Group says that diabetics will spend an average of $2,200 more in the hospital than non-diabetics. And 1 in 14 hospital stays is due to diabetes and the health complications this disease produces, such as hardening of the arteries, heart attacks, congestive heart failure, circulation disorders, and non-specific chest pain. So these are the major reasons people with diabetes are admitted to the hospital. Now, the Agency for Healthcare also found that on average, patients with diabetes also have at least 2 to 3 other chief illnesses, such as hypertension, edema, pulmonary disease, obesity, and renal failure. Well, let's look at the regional outlook. What's the map tell us about diabetes? Well, according to statistics, they suggest that if you are diabetic and you live in the south or the northeast part of the United States, that your rate of hospitalization is high. And if you live in the west, it's relatively low. So the lower income brackets also has a lower success rate at resolving their diabetes. So this disease and the complications that come with it is an expensive disease. In 2007, the annual cost was about $174 billion, and this included direct and indirect medical costs. So financial experts estimate that $1 out of every $10 that is spent medically is spent on diabetes or its complications. Now, I also have noticed that there are more and more health professionals that are overweight and most likely diabetic than ever before. Have you not noticed that? If you've been to a nursing home, elderly care center, or a hospital lately, even your primary medicine physician, their staff, have you not checked that out and seen, you know? You know, it's just not a really good advertisement for health, is it? Think about it. Let's look at the diabetic medications, because the human body has a job. Yes, it does. Our organs know what job they have to perform, and diabetic medicines focus on controlling insulin and glucose levels, and they actually take over the job of your organs. So eventually, that organ, which is not permitted to perform its task, will eventually atrophy, and then reviving the organ may be lost. Okay, so you don't want to wait too long is the message here. So keep listening, because you know what? Garlic can reduce your blood sugar and increase your own insulin production, and we're going to get to that wonderful herb in just a minute. But you know, you need to understand that you're in control. The insulin basically is secreted by the pancreas in response to the foods that you're eating. So if you're eating grains, fruits, starchy vegetables, and candy, guess what? That pancreas is going to have to work harder. If you eat frequent and large amounts of carbohydrate foods, especially foods containing refined sugar, the results are high insulin levels in the blood. So your cells do not respond to insulin. No. And the sugar remains in the blood, and the pancreas produces more insulin, and this causes a hormonal imbalance, which can damage your metabolism. And you can control the secretion of insulin by changing the foods that you eat. It's that simple. So over time, the metabolism rebalances. So if dietary changes are not made, the pancreas will actually wear out and not produce sufficient insulin, and then you have to, you know, get your drugs, right? So this currently taking insulin should not discontinue, you know, those that are taking insulin right now, prescription drugs, they should not discontinue their medications abruptly, but you can do a gradual weaning process, may take you 30 days, may take you a little longer, while you implement a healthier lifestyle. And you want to remember the dietary food pyramid that we have encourages large amounts of carbos, so it's really not a good model. The American Dietary Association restricts all fats, but you know, healthy omega-3 fats are essential to help balance hormones, which are important for diabetics. So Dr. Diana Schwarzenbein, she's an endocrinologist and author of the Schwarzenbein Principle, she encourages diabetics to use diet to heal the metabolism using non-starchy vegetables and proteins, healthy fats, and controlled portions of carbos from whole to and unrefined sources. So you don't want to overdo the carbos. Well, let's look at these garlic studies for just a second, because a recent study that was published in Evidence-Based Complementary and Alternative Medicine showed that garlic restores antioxidants and reduces free radical damage involved in vascular disease, diabetes, and high blood pressure. So in this study, they took rats and they fed them diets that induced diabetes and hypertension. And then they fed them garlic extract, about 500 milligrams per day, for about 3 weeks. The results were that the blood antioxidant levels significantly rose in both the rats with diabetes and those with hypertension. And the rats with diabetes, the increase in antioxidant serum levels paralleled the decrease in glucose serum. So the rats with hypertension and systolic blood pressure was lowered. The Department of Biological Sciences at Kuwait University also did a study with garlic. They determined that the allicin in the garlic had a definite power over serum lipids and lowered blood pressure in rats on a high cholesterol diet. So the study reported that the garlic had a direct impact on serum cholesterol, triglycerides, glucose, protein, systolic blood pressure. Yeah, that's in a nutshell. So the researchers concluded, hey, garlic may have a beneficial effect on the risk factors of hypertension, arterial sclerosis, and diabetes. This study also noted that when using fresh garlic, it was effective at reducing the formation of platelets or blood clots. Another study by the Department of Epidemiology and Healthcare Research at the University of Limburg, Netherlands, they found that the claims of garlic reducing cardiovascular risk were confirmed when they used fresh garlic in large doses. They also concluded that garlic may be beneficial in regards to aging and cancer due to garlic's ability to offer more antioxidants. So this is why one-tenth of the medical literature is stating that garlic thins the blood, lowers blood pressure, and lowers blood sugar. Well, let me tell you about some of the natural healers. For centuries, they relied on garlic to help with diabetic situations because it is an excellent herb. If the disease is severe, you know what? You know what I would do? I wouldn't hesitate to consume 3 or more large cloves of fresh garlic a day. Hydrotherapy is also a good natural therapy. You can layer that in with the diet, the exercise, your organ cleanses, and your herbs. I would also add, if it were me, cayenne and ginger. They're also two excellent herbs that you can use inside and outside the body to assist with increasing circulation, even to the small capillaries, to decrease the risk of amputation. Even if the extremities don't even look good, let's say they're blue or even black in color, this is what I do. I'd use some circulation herbs and get the blood back into these areas. So what I would do is I would soak the area in a bath of these herbs, 2 quarts of hot water with a half a cup of the hottest cayenne I could get my hands on, let's say habanero or African bird pepper, and then I would use the same amount of ginger root, and I would soak the area for a few minutes in this hot herb bath, and then I would alternate with some icy cold water. So I'd plunge into some icy cold water, back into the hot bath, and go back and forth. This is a hydrotherapy effect. Awesome, awesome. It moves the blood, and it filters the blood. So you could do that about 3 times a day for about 3 to 5 days, and you're going to see pink, healthy tissue again. Uh-huh. So soak for a few minutes in the hot herb bath, and then alternate with the ice water back and forth, and do that about 3 to 5 times a day. This will also resolve gangrene. So do your organ cleanses, do your juicing, do your combination therapies that I've mentioned in the Power Herbs ebook, and you can save yourself a lot of grief. So the Power Herbs ebook is available at thepowerherbs.com if you're looking for it. Monitor also your blood sugar daily, and you know what? Within 30 days, you can actually reduce the need of your insulin for about a third. You can reduce your insulin need by about a third if you stick with a natural approach. Now, how much cayenne and ginger should you use inside the body? Well, at least a quarter cup a day of a really good aged cayenne or an aged ginger root tincture. Even if you've been diabetic for many years, with your determination, you can be insulin-free in about 4 months, but you got to stick to it. No sugar. Don't forget, you want to work through all the system cleanses, all the way to the blood system, because cleansing the blood is an absolute must for diabetics. You got to have healthy, clean blood to heal those sores so you don't have ulcers, okay? So why is cayenne helpful? Let's cover that for a second. Cayenne improves circulation, and when it does, it also improves the hormonal communication between the endocrine organs like your pancreas. Yeah. If you have thick blood, it will take longer for the organs to get their chemical messages that they depend on. So garlic and cayenne are perfect for thinning the blood and increasing the circulation. Female diabetics, you know, you can layer with some of the female herbs like dong quai root. It helps the endocrine system. And men, you can use the male herbs to do the same. So increase your success with some wild cedar berries, also known as juniper monosposa herbs, and to assist the endocrine system to regulate the blood sugars. Juniper monosperma is also known as white cedar berry, if you're looking it up. This is going to help the pancreas rest while regulating the blood sugars for you. Now, let's talk about some of the foods that diabetics like to eat. Okay? Heads up. Anything with sugar. That's it. Diabetics love sugar. They are sugarholics. And basically what they've done with their diet with lots of sugar is overwork their pancreas, and they've become a diabetic. Pancreas can't regulate the insulin anymore. So one of the favorite foods of diabetics is Coke or any soda in general, and, of course, sweets. But I haven't seen a diabetic that wasn't addicted to soda, especially cola. Got to get off that. Without a diet correction, diabetics are going to remain diabetic. Okay, so all the herbs, the cleanses, the natural therapies, the juniper berries, in the world, are not going to block an unhealthy diet that makes the pancreas self-destruct and the body to rot from the inside out. Now, the big picture works together, and cheating is not going to work. Okay? So the first thing diabetics must realize is they can't have any sugar. This includes artificial sweeteners. It's off limits, totally, from now on till you're in the grave. No more sugar. So if you want some fast results, this is what I would do. If I were diabetic, this is what I put to motion. I would go on a raw food diet, no cooked foods. It saves the pancreas energy, and it helps it to heal. Also, no sugar of any kind. We already went over that. Why? Also, no alcohol, and limit the carbohydrates, because those two convert to sugar. Okay. Also, juices, juice therapy. It saves energy and offers live enzyme nutrition for the pancreas to rest and to heal itself. Organ cleanses, bowel, urinary, liver, gallbladder, and, of course, blood system, got to be done. Get the toxins out, put the nutrition in, the body's able to regenerate. Also, I would layer with male or female hormone herbs, depending on if you're male or female. Help the endocrine system, and, of course, your pancreas is an endocrine system gland. I would use the circulation herbs, your cayenne and ginger root, for the reasons I've already discussed. Also, garlic and the juniper monosperna to help manage blood pressure and blood sugar. I would do the hydrotherapy with the hot and cold herb baths, circulatory herbs, you know why. Skin brushing and massage because it stimulates circulation and your lymphatic system. It's part of your immunity. White blood cells. And I'd also get some regular daily exercise. Okay, so that diet is huge. Layering with the organ cleanses and the herbs and the natural therapies is also going to be a big deal. And, of course, your daily exercise to keep circulation going. So, hey, if you need help with this, your determination, you know, basically is it your, is where you got to start. Your determination is where you got to start. And then, of course, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they can help. They can provide you with the herbs you're going to need. Okay, and the information on how to use them. So call them, order your free product catalog. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. And, of course, their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. You can ask them about the male or the female organ cleanse packages, add the nutritional body foundation food mix and your hormone formulas, look for the diabetic formula with the juniper monosperna, and, of course, their heart cholesterol blood pressure formula with the cayenne and garlic is there. And also available are the large size cayenne and ginger tinctures that you may need to use initially. And you're going to find more information on organ cleansing, hydrotherapies, these combination therapies I just mentioned in the Power Herbs ebook, also there on the website, and it's just $14.99. So you've got it. You've got it together. You've got information, and you've got a job to do. And it's up to you. It's being a lifelong patient with diabetes, or are you making the decision to take control? That's the big deal. And it is a big deal, but, you know, God didn't want you to be dependent on drugs for the rest of your life and to, you know, be dependent on that and to suffer. That's basically it. And eventually, diabetics suffer. So I'm here to give you some hope. God's good herbs, you can't beat them. Well, I'm almost out of time, and I will be back, of course, next week. And don't forget, I'm going to be talking with Laura Vanderhaeghe on the 3rd of May, as well as Dr. Carley on the 15th of May, and David Foreman, our antibiotic alternative herb pharmacist, on the 17th of May. I got to go, but you know what? Messiah's Branch with Pastor Dan Catlin's up next, so stay where you are. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.